Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awakenings with Michelle Mache, the weekly dose of spiritual and metaphysical insights and information for navigating the soul path. During the show, if you would like to call in for a reading or with comments or questions, call 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad, or join the Sacred Space of Empowerment live chat. Create a username by registering with Blog Talk Radio. It's great to connect with all of you here.
Hello, Radiant Lights. Welcome to the program. I'm Michelle. And welcome all my co-hosts at Space of Empowerment Room, also known as the chat room. It's great to connect with all of you. And as well as connect with everyone listening via iTunes, the archives, and of course listening via Cosmic Dimensions. You are here with us as well. We've got a really interesting program today. Our guest will be coming on at 12:45, LiluMace.com, and she's going to be talking about our Juicy Living Tour. And we're going to dive in to a bit. Talk about awakening and living juicy, living fulfilled. If you do have questions, you can call in at 347-539-5122. That's 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad. I'm putting it in the Sacred Space of Empowerment Room. Anybody? 539-5122, and that lets me know that you want air by pressing 1 on the keypad. Sometimes I'll pick up, even if I see a caller on, but a lot of time listening from work or someplace where they really can't talk. Also, to let you know, we still are doing our How You Listen to Awakenings. So all you need to do is email awakenings@selfenlightenum.com. Okay, or awakenings@gmail.com, whichever one's easier for you to remember. And let us know where and how you listen to Awakenings. A lot of good information coming through as well today. So, you know, if you have questions or comments or topic suggestions or guest suggestions, you can also email awakenings@light.com as well with that. And we do research that. We've got a really wonderful producer. We'll research and see if it's applicable to Awakenings or the theme that we're focused on that month. I think probably booked into November or December. So if we don't get back to you right away, it's just because of that or finding where, you know, fit in and such. I also want to let everyone know I'm still doing the teleconferences, the Soul Path group workshops via telephone. They are amazing. They've had great transformational shifting and really tangible changes. And it's connecting and working with the subtle energy as well as the morphogenic field. So it's really advanced mix. It's where, you know, I think we're all gone healing-wise, you know, it's getting out of the story. It is important. Working mentally and emotionally is very important. I still work with that as well. But there is kind of a next way or another level that we all are. It's really each and every person that is a part of the group and workshop. I call it workshop because it's an ongoing group, but it's a workshop because we really do learn new things, new techniques, and there really are changes. So it's not just really doing these advanced meditational processes and focusing on ascension, the shift, the energy of the new emerging consciousness, the new paradigm that's being co-created, and what we're doing individually as well as collectively. It's also assisting people where they're finding themselves at, you know, what seems to be holding them back. And, you know, people, I mean, it's just profound, the shifts that are happening. That's all I can say. Those of you that do our newsletter, or if you're interested in getting the solar newsletter, or you can sign up at awakenings@selfandlight.com, and that I do go a bit more into the subtle energy, what it's about, and you know how you're really healing yourself and universal source, that infinite source, and healing, you know, at the core. Those of you that are interested in that. So as always, and we will be getting to callers, as always, I love when email questions in. It just tickles me. I just love it. Because, I feel everybody is dating, and not everybody can be here always in the room. I consider those in the chat room my co-hosts, co-angel. But not everyone can be, you know, a part kind of live. So people will email me questions or thoughts or concerns or, again, topics. And, again, I'm very open to that, and I think it keeps the show really inclusive and relevant, if you will. So we did have a question from Tara, and to me this really touches on a core piece of what awakening is about, or the succession of awakenings, that we're becoming more and more and more awake. It's not just a one-time thing or a static thing. And a big part of awakening, as well as the what we call the shift, which is shifting, you know, we're in a transition. And before change, there is a shift or shifting. And in a way, this shift is allowing more love, allowing more of us in, more of us to be revealed, or our true essence, our true nature. And the soul is a huge, huge this, because we are souls, you know, we are consciousness made manifest. Our souls, we're energetic beings, light beings, complex of energetic matrices, if you will, mathematical configurations, is going to dial it down. But we are individual souls, or collective souls that have an individuated aspect of God or the all that is. And what you see in this earthly plane, you know, many different, you know, below and up in between and up above, intending to more of the collective, is us just expressing and experience our individual soul, our take on, if you will. And one key component of undiluted energy, the more that you get to source energies, the less and less you have duality, until eventually, obviously, if you're completely into source energies, there is no duality, the projection. There's just complete isness, perception. The step-down energies that we get into, the lower vibrational energies, which aren't bad, because for the to have manifestation, you have to step down or slow down the energies to have identical form. The faster the energy, and we know this from, you know, various forms of physics, the faster the energy, it's harder to see the form, or the form moves around, or it appears one place and then, you know, and it seems to disappear and then reappear in another place, depending where attention is. So one thing in the, you know, the more awake that you live, to realize that there really are these seemingly opposites, polarity, are really complements of the same thing. Hot and cold temperature, it's all temperature. Cold is a different thing, and hot isn't one different thing. It's a temperature. It's a degree of energy. And this love. So Tara asked me, and please, you know what? It's so stunning. Some connections with BTR, sometimes I can't even get on. It'll say that my, you know, the PIN number is wrong. And I can see myself dialing it in, or, you know, punching it in it exactly. So sometimes we do have a lot of technical difficulties, so I appreciate everybody sticking with us on awakening as we traverse through the technical difficulties. So Tara was saying, last week at the beginning of your broadcast, you were talking about a misnomer you heard. Love is the opposite of, during that time we got booted off. That's true, I did. And I was wondering if you could talk a little more about that topic. Thank you, Sight Suggestions and Help, Tara. This is so true. Now, and see, I want everyone from here on out, and maybe you're already doing it, I really want you to step into your wisdom self, your inner knowing, even from a common sense point of view. Here's an example. I'm going to give an example to this question. And I heard a well-known psychic talking about this, and I'm like, what are you talking about? If you're in the spirit realm and you're not in physical form, right, and anybody that has that works with, you know, the other dimensions, anybody's a medium such as myself, there's many of you out there, and you're travailing those, you know, dimensions or different vibrational points in consciousness is really what it is. You have seen that when people cover, they're not in physical form. They may show you a holographic image to connect with when you're reading them or channeling them for, you know, people that are on this dimension, you know, or this soul in the atmosphere, if you will, this soul in the atmosphere, because it's really not as dense or delineated as people would like to say. And if you've worked with light beings, light energy beings, other beings, you may see them as light, but maybe there's some shadowy type form, and I don't shadowy light, you know, dark, but just, you know, really that you could even put your hands through. So obviously when you're in that dimension, someone was saying once that they were in a school, that before we incarnate, we're in this school, and I remember them asking, like a regular school that we go to, and said, oh yes, you're sitting in a desk, and there's a teacher in front talking to you, and you're writing down, you know, supposed to focus on when you get to Earth. And I thought to myself, even from a common sense point of view, you don't have a physical body. So who is sitting in the chair? You know, what kind of chair you're needing to sit in when you're in non-physical form? So I think some of these things, common sense, if you really think about it, you can't have, you know, it just doesn't necessarily make sense. And if you've really been in these realms, you kind of understand, as you've witnessed it, you've experienced it. And who's writing? If you don't have hands and fingers to write, to take a piece of paper out and write, how are you writing? You know, yes, that can happen perhaps on a denser level or another planetary existence. So just kind of some common sense. So back to Tara's wonderful question. There is no opposite to love. You know, there are varying degrees of love. See, this is what awakening is really about, and this is what ascension is about. Is ascension is rising above in consciousness, and as we rise above in consciousness, that up is better than down. You can go say even deeper within, but we do have this nomenclature, way of describing things because of gravity, that we're extending. So when we say rising above, it's really extending beyond the extremes of polarity or duality between, you know, white is good and black is bad. You know, the more that we can rise above, or as the Buddha say, be the way, the more we expand our consciousness, the more we're closer to source energies or the experience and expression of strength. And it's not to say that as we expand out that that's bad. It's not. But it's the remembrance. That's why metaphysically it said, you know, in advanced metaphysics, that you straddle both worlds. Right? Or in this world but not of it. So it is this wonderful paradox that we hide and experience, because we do have this experience that seems like it's separated out and physical and or denser physical, and it is, but yet. So some people have said that fear, you know, love is the opposite of fear, or move towards, if you're moving towards love, there's not going to be any fear. Number one, that's extremely judgmental. Fear has its place in an ancient way. Part of the body hardwired, fear means weight. You know, now living chronically in fear may not be very healthy. Okay, living in a stuck state of fear is not healthy. But living in a stuck state of any emotion is not healthy. Energy and because emotions or energy are meant to be like a fine instrument, a piano or violin. They need to be flexible. They need to be taut enough. There needs to be some sort of there or some integrity. It's not loose all over the place, spilling all over, not so rigid that it's just so tight that only one note is being placed. We are meant, and we're here to feel through our feeling experiences. We're here to be in physical form, embodied in physical form, and express and experience that, and express and experience various emotions and, you know, elation, the whole gamut of it. So the truth is that, and think about it, there's like and dislike. Yeah, okay, those could be opposites. There's fear and fearless. You know, and again, I go back to common sense. Just look up, you know, your true anatomy and physiology will also let you know where these conditions come from. You know, the ancient brain, or what they say, reptilian brain, or the medulla oblongata. So as you expand more, as you ascend more, you begin to realize that there are varying degrees of love. There are very, very varied ways of experiencing love as well. Some are healthier, life-enhancing. Some are more fulfilling. But again, it's all degrees. So as you ascend, as your consciousness expands, as you're connecting more in oneness, there is less and less outplay of extreme opposites or even judgments. You move into a judgment that has love, tenderness, and mercy, judging what's right for you. You move more into what I call spiritual discernment. You can see the spiritual validity of something or someone, but maybe see that it's not a match for you or not, you know, to where you are going or where you're at, or maybe something's not in resonance, you know, or maybe it's just a little off. It's not ready yet, you know, it's like fruit, it's not ripe. So yes, you're not... How I don't even understand. It doesn't even make sense that fear and love, they're two completely expressions or experiences. And it's possible to be in love and experience fear. You know, it's almost like apples and oranges to me. So, but I feel that those that have worked with, you know, good metaphysical or teachers of esoteric wisdom, a part of that is various forms of inquiry, question and answer, or contemplation. Where you do have to really look at things, you know, I guess it could be called dialogue as well, but you really do have to also look at things kind of as a common sense point of view, whether it's looking at the definition or etymology of words or, you know, it's not just something that's made up kind of fluffy and a nice saying. It's like, follow that through. You know, one of them that I've been using lately that I just, is about fruit that's not ripe. And that makes sense. We can go, you know, the idea that a certain, that there's a divine timing or divine right timing for something, that we may be in a certain cycle. You know, we do on this dimension and some above as well, it can express through cycles. You know, we know we plant a seed, then, you know, what happens from the seed? You know, you fertilize it, nurture it, the sun comes in, and then it sprouts, and then so on and so forth. So there are cycles. And so there is a saying metaphysically, why want something that isn't ripe yet? And then that makes sense. Look at fruit or food. If it's ripe or overripe, what do you do with it? Some things are overripe, like bananas, and you can make banana nut bread. A lot of what I see in this part of the shift is people having to use their inner wisdom and not just going by what others say, you know. Same as me. Don't just take what I'm saying at face value. Test what I always say, test self. You know. I got another question coming in. And why do people say that? You know, that's a good question. I'm back. I'm not sure what happened. I'm back. Just somehow got disconnected. Anyway, so I kind of invite you all to really look at how can you go deeper. And I feel actually as Saturn is moving into, I think today, right, into Scorpio, I think with retrogrades, it's over two and a half years. It could be going towards the three-year mark. That you are more transparency, more revealed, not just in outer circumstances, but also within yourself of what is really of integrity for you. What really makes sense on a deeper level? What really resonates? That will also filter out to relationships, personal, interpersonal, business relationships, modes of living. It really is about this kind of this depth. But also, I feel in this depth, it's also about simplifying. Getting to what is unencumbered, what is simple. We are complex as beings. We have a lot of different thoughts, feelings, emotions, experiences. Some of them don't seem to, add up. But in saying that, or however that, when we allow ourselves without overthinking to play things out, or these various aspects of us or modes of beings that we have, quite simple. Just like children. I love watching children do this quite well until it's been kind of, socialized out of them. Is that they really can move from one to the next. You even see that when you say, oh, what do you want to be when you grow? Oh, I want to be a doctor. I want to be a lawyer. I want to be a fireman. I want to be I want to be a trashman. I want to be a bowler. They're all over the place. And eventually that it evens out. One theme or one thought or one way of being or few, become more in it. But as we get socialized out of this, we kind of beat ourselves up or rack our brains saying, okay, choose now. I can only be one. That's like I can only have one label, title. So I think, we're moving away from even labeling. You could have descriptions, descript what you do or what you like or what you want to experience. But moving out of that idea of labeling that you are a this or are you, the soul definitely does not like that. Divine Mystic just put in the chat, I can't believe Saturn is going to Scorpio on the 5th. Wow, okay, I thought it was the 3rd. I'm kind of excited. Hey, call in, let me know. How are you feeling? We had callers on the air. If you're calling back, questions now. 347-539-5122. Divine Mystic, if you want to call in for a little chat, let us know about Saturn and Scorpio. I'm glad that it's moving out of Libra. I think that Libra, is about polarity. So that's why sometimes they say Libras as a sun sign can be very, decisive, and even definitely with Mercury in Libra. But it is, in Libra we're learning not to be autocrat of Aries, and Aries are learning to extend out more. But how do we balance? How do we balance what seems us and them, inner and outer? What seems to, and a lot of times there can be some intellectualizing on that, or contemplating or thinking it through. So I really feel that many people, And let me know, you know, you can email me at awakenings@selfandlight.com, tweet me, go to the Awakenings page on Facebook, you can call in 347-539-5122. Many people, and there'll be a second rung, I feel, that hasn't yet totally worked on this, but many consciously working on what is really of resonance, what really supports them, what is really life-facing for them. And there has been a lot of, you know, struggles, power struggles, you know, control struggles in relationship. Many people saying, I can't relate this way or to this type of situation or person, or I need more autonomy, or I need more self-expression. But it's always, it's been a text of the other. That's what Libra lets us know. It lets us know about what about the other? What's the context of the animal or that other person? You know, the Libra actually learns to move more into perception, but can get stuck a lot in projection. Whether, you know, you want to say it's good or bad or life enhancing or non-life enhancing. So we've really been kind of doing that dance, and now there is this call to how to go deeper. Where is that depth? And you'll see it transiting wherever your Scorpio is at, and also in the, obviously it'll play in the second and eighth house. And actually that grand cross, that Leo Aquarius axis and that Taurus Scorpio axis, we're in that hold as we birth in this new paradigm. We are being asked to, Taurus Scorpio, what do you really value? Go deeper. What's really nurturing you? I want to open this up to everyone because I feel that this really has a lot to do with what we've been about today. And, Divine Mystic's going to call in for a bit. I need a phone. Okay. You know, we asked, you know, Taurus is about the earth, and it's about physical manifestation. Scorpio is about that depth. It's also about creation, what's esoteric. That Scorpio wants to, you know, the otherworldly, look beyond. So how can we bring that more into the earth realm? So we're really being asked to, some people call it bring heaven on earth. You know, that's another way, I suppose, of looking at it. But how to live out deeper, meaningful experiences and expressions. All right, I think we've got Divine Mystic here. Wonder, astrologer and many other things. Hello, Gail.
Hi, Michelle. How are you today?
Hi. I'm doing great. I'm getting excited for Saturn and Scorpio. Is that odd?
No, you know, I've been feeling it, but I've been, like, so busy working on projects. I haven't really had a chance to see. I've been focusing on Uranus and Pluto so much. And this T-square that we just had with the sun, with Uranus and Pluto, when that full moon was going on.
Wasn't that intense?
Oh, my gosh. That was so intense because the moon was thrown in there with all of it, too. So, you know, both of our personal lights were being affected by that Uranus-Pluto T-square on that full moon. It was really intense. But with Saturn changing into Scorpio, that's major.
Mm-hmm.
It goes at 1:33 on October 5th in the Pacific daytime area. So wherever you are according to that is when it will switch.
Okay. I thought it was a third. I guess I'm just so excited. But you're right. There has been all these squares. It's really, you know, we're in this pressure cooker in a way. And it eases off and then it comes back on. It eases off and then comes back on. Same times. But I'm excited. I don't know. What is your thought of Saturn and Scorpio? I feel like it's really going to bring in or harness, just more meaningful experiences. That's what I keep hearing.
I absolutely agree with you, because Scorpio is all about meaningful, and it goes straight to the core, and it really is about, you know, living the soul's design. And since Saturn is the teacher, it's really going to depend on where you are in your journey of how this Saturn and Scorpio will affect you. The people that are shifting and doing their work and working with this energy, it's going to be an extremely powerful gift for us to really access the powerful beings that we are and really discover, you know, this, the depths of who we are. If you haven't been making this shift, and you haven't been learning the lessons that life's been presenting to help us make this shift, it's going to be devastating.
Mm-hmm. That's what I kind of thought as well. But for those that have, welcoming this, right? We're welcoming these deeper expressions and experiences. It's like, yippee, I don't know. It's like I'm excited, like, wow. It's rare. And I find it happening already. I find, you know, just like retrogrades don't start on the day and end on the day they end. You know, it's by the time it starts getting exact, we've been building, and then we get more and more into it. And I find, I don't know about you, I've been finding that I've been experiencing this already, and just kind of this is going to open up many more others to have this experience.
I absolutely agree with you. I'm when you're at a 29 degree in any sign, that's very critical. You're closing out and you're already moving into the next one. There's not an exact time or moment that starts and happens and ends. Mm-hmm. But it's a merging, you know, of these energies. But it is going to be very interesting when this Saturn does go into Scorpio, because Pluto in Capricorn is going to be now ruled by Saturn and Scorpio, and those two are going to be in mutual reception. And that's like having a board of directors is shifting. We're going to have a shift in our board of directors.
Ooh, so who's going to be what kind of board of directors will
be now? So you're going to have Platter. That's a good one. You're going to have Pluto. You're going to have Pluto in Saturn, and Saturn in Scorpio. So they each are in the sign that rules the other. So they go back and forth working together. And you want to talk about grit to the mill.
Wow.
Now, Saturn in Libra is more nice. It's air. It's about relationships. It's like think about the other before you react, before you do something. It's learning about, you know, interacting with others and the relationships. And it's kind of nicey-nice. Now, Saturn in Scorpio is very, very harsh and intense energy because it cuts through all the bull.
Mm-hmm.
And it is about simplifying. It is about only having what you need in your life and nothing, not carrying extra baggage, because it just weighs you down.
I like that. Oh, I like that.
So
we got a caller.
Going on with this shift.
Yeah, Dion's got a caller. Let's see what they want to bring into the conversation. Or 484-300, you're on Awakenings.
Yes, hi. Are you doing any kind of readings today?
I am. Did you have a question? And Gail, you can stay on if you like.
Okay.
I do have a question. It's regarding relationship, and I'm not too sure if you're good with if it's any good to ask like a time frame. If you're good with time frames or
you can ask it all. Ask what you want. See what comes through.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Do you need my name, date of birth, his name, date of birth?
Not necessarily. I mean, if you want to get what are you wanting to know? When this is going to move forward, or you're going to get back together?
Sort of. Yes, I want to know when. I mean, when do you see him coming back together with me? Like a time frame.
I feel a physical separation, emotional, but physical separation. Is there a distance between you?
Right. We're still communicating and talking through Facebook and text messaging, but he's not physically taking me out.
Yeah, that's what I feel. But I feel like, yeah, he's not near you, right? I feel a locale separation.
He lives in the same town.
But not as close. Okay. But not as close. Yeah, I'm not getting the physical, you know, enter. What is it? Let's look just for the heck of it. We got a little bit of time. What's his birth date and your birth date?
Mine is 8/29/74. I'm a Virgo. And his is 7/8/76. He's a Cancer.
And what's your first name?
My first name is Tony, T-O-N-I.
Okay, cool, Tony. Okay, well, he's really, I feel like it's like a separation. Were you not talking for a while and now you started talking again? Because it seems like there's a big rift there, for lack of a better word.
What do you mean, kind?
Did you not talk for a while?
I kind of stopped communicating with him on my own for about a good week.
Okay. Boy, you're being asked to just let it go, release it. It's meant to come back. There seems to be, believe it or not, because I see a lot of back between the two of you. I don't know if he's not moving forward, what's going on. It shows him very, very reticent. He's in deep transformation, even with a career thing. I mean, just, I don't know the degrees, but if I was going to go into astrology, I mean, just with Pluto is opposing, or could be, I mean, it's a sign. I'm not sure. Gail, if you have any thoughts on this. I feel that you've got to release it and there seems to be more, probably, gosh, it's a ways, May, June of next year, there seems to be more of a talk about where is this, but before that, I feel more of this kind of back and forth, but light. Not physical. I keep hearing not physical. So you're telling me text, phone. There seems to be always a reason that you guys aren't getting together. So, relationship. And his first name, Tony?
His first name is Dan.
Okay. Boy, he has a little. He's not necessarily wanting. He's wanting to keep it light or necessarily wanting to move forward. And I don't feel you're going to know that until next year. That's when the talk is going to resurface. Can I ask you why you pulled back from him or you didn't talk for that week?
Well, because he broke it off in August with me, of seeing me, and he hasn't seen me since, and I've been trying to repair this ever since, and I'm not getting nowhere, so
no,
I kind of...
No, God, you really think to let it go, just to let it go and really move on. He, for some reason, is not really wanting the relationship, and he's digging his heels in. It's almost like I feel like there's some... Not that it's anything wrong that you're necessarily doing. I'm just saying sometimes we have requirements of people that can't do. And right now it feels like a little bit of a standoff. You know, I'm not budging. You know.
Do you feel like he's dating other people or someone else? Is that the reason? Or
I feel he's open to that, but I feel it's like, damn it, I'm not going there. I'm not doing that right now. I'm not ready for that. I'm not, you know, I've got my own things to think about. So he's got a little, you know, there's a little stubborn quality there. He peels in. He's open to other relationship, but I feel he's open to other relationship on his terms. He doesn't want something right now that's going to get all embroiled. And by the way, down the road, I feel him with somebody with less, I don't know how else to say it, less, yeah, less strength. You know, he's withdrawn to your strength, but I feel, you know, the guys, the main thing they're saying is to let it go, to let it go. And you might be going back and forth for a while, or you might hang in there and keep texting. You might even be able to see him at some point physically, but I don't see it reconnecting in the way you would like to. I see him wanting to keep this kind of distance, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
I
all right.
I concur. I feel like there's a reason that this is dissolved, and not to stay in the same old cycle of trying to hold on to something that's not obviously working. And really honoring and respecting you now, and putting your time and energy in a better way that suits you better, serves you better. So you can actually, you know, Virgo really is about giving service on some level, so you don't want to get caught up in the drama and being a victim, or, you know, trying to save, you know, a victim or any of that type of energy. So you really want to put it in a really positive way. How can you help others in a mm-hmm. very positive way and not get caught up in all of this pain that drags you down?
Right,
and you know,
I didn't
by the way,
if he was going to be coming back into the relationship, coming back.
Not in the way that you want. Not in the one. And he can be very stubborn. You know, you could be thinking things are going to turn around, and they don't. You know, he just, you know, won't budge. But you have next year anyway, Tom, a lot of transformation coming in. You're kind of coming more, I would say, just maybe even that August-September time period. Could happen in July, too. Could happen a little sooner, two months on either side of your birthday. But where you are going to have a lot more grace, ease, a flowering, a lot more opening up. This last, especially 6-8 months, has you releasing attachment. That's kind of also why he's in there.
Yeah.
It's like you're really working on releasing attachment. And also, and Gail, you touched on lower octave relationships, you know, at the top of the program about love. This is love, but it's not a higher harmonic of love or higher octave or dynamic. So you've been working through addictions in emotional relationship addiction, attachments. So next year you free up to go addictions and have lighter relationships and more reciprocal relationships.
Yeah, space.
Okay.
It feels right. You really need to give yourself space from the relationship right now.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in. I think we have one time caller before our, I don't know where our guest is, but 215-791, welcome to Awakenings.
Hi, how are you today? This is Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi.
Astrologer on the phone, and we just came on to chat, but now Gail is an astrologer and I'm a psychic medium, so you got to ask your question.
I have many questions. I'm trying to figure out which one I just wanted to ask. But, actually, I'm just coming out of a cycle of letting go of a lot, and I'm looking forward to starting new again, but yet nothing is happening yet, so I'm just wondering when I can start to expect new things coming into my life, like a job and things like that.
Okay, give me your first in, and let's go with the birth date. I don't know. Tony, you started something. I'm going with the birth dates right now. His name again?
My name is Elizabeth, and my birth date is June 26, 1954.
Okay, you, for some reason you feel, I see what you're saying about not, you know, things kind of being stolen. You know, we've had this kind of, I keep calling it this retrograded motion that a lot of us have been in to evaluate what's going on. I'm feeling, that's gonna start shifting to you, for you, I would say, toward the end of the year, and even more into like January, first quarter, January, February, right in that time period. Right now, I still feel you're still, I don't know, evaluating stuff. I feel like you are. It's, there's things you've got to unwind from or let go from. I'm not sure if you know. That could even be belief. Energetically, when I look at you, I'm still feeling there's some stuff kind of holding you back. Part of it is what you believe you can do or do or should do or want to do. There's a conflict there. Just really quick without thinking, what's your dream? What do you want to do? What's your dream?
You know, sometimes I just have a really hard time sort of formulating that. I guess that's what the problem is.
That's what's holding, exactly. And some of it is because you've got to shake off still some of the you're going to get it more next year. You're going to open to it more next year. But you need to, and even what I want you to do, I want you to practice, is asking yourself that, what's my dream or how dream life or how do I really want to live? I want you to let yourself free form with it, free flow with it. You know, like, oh, a pool by the beach or mountains or people do this. I don't want you to yet put it in a neat package. I want you to stuff come up from your mind more, because you're blocking your manifestations at the get go. You're stopping the energy because it's not yet a form. It's not yet a perfect. I don't know exactly what the details. So your higher self tells, but it's, you know, we're here to put in physical form what our higher self. But if we won't allow those inspirations, that guidance to come through, those images or those feelings, we can't birth things in physical form.
Okay.
That's your spiritual homework. And then get back to us, Elizabeth. And you could even write after you do some free form, you know, let it come up. You know, even let's just try it right now. Now I'm going to read that question. You know, what's your dream life? What would your dream life look like? What's in your dream life?
Actually being connected to my higher self.
okay.
That's a big one, right? And just being more creative or expressing my creativity or being able to express my creativity without having to worry about finances.
Okay. So you're still worried, you're focused on the, I want you to just, but what would you be doing? Where would you be going? What would your dream life look like? What are you doing in it? Okay, you're the higher self, I like that. Okay, but now you're connected to your higher self, now what are you going to do?
It's a big blank from there.
Yeah, that's where I want you to go. That's where I want you to go. Yeah.
Okay.
Because we're here to experience and express life. That's really what we're about. All the learning, all the other things are little details that are byproducts. But we're here, and Gail, you said it earlier, the soul design. You know, and actually, Gail, maybe this Saturn going into Scorpio will actually help Elizabeth get to the below the surface.
Absolutely. Absolutely. She's been going through a lot because she's been being in a absolute T-square with Uranus and Pluto. So anything that wasn't working for her has probably been stripped away or, you know, yanked or something on some level, just like the roots yanked out from underneath her. But that is going to be shifting up soon, and she is. You're absolutely right. This is the finishing, the edge of this for her.
Okay.
And,
great. So
what do you mean? I'm sorry. What do you mean by the thinning of the edges?
I said the finishing. This is the finishing edges for you of this energy of letting go, of having your whole life shaken up and where do I land? And you have the ability to have a lot of faith and belief systems, and you really need to hook into those. And no matter what appears to you, you continue to do what Michelle says to you, and you figure out what's bringing you joy, where you want to go with that, and then you start believing and taking the steps and actions to make that a reality, and let all of the horror, all of the life turned upside down now be in your past. You take your gifts from it, and now you start marching forward from here.
Okay.
I like that. I like that a lot.
I also I mean, in my natal chart, I am Scorpio in Saturn, so this is a Saturn return for me as well.
That's right. Oh.
Yeah. So
I really want to work with that energy. You really want to work with that energy. And so Saturn, you know, with your Saturn in Scorpio, you are going to feel like you could be blindsided at any moment. You really don't know what who you can trust and where you can go. And that's part of this lesson now of knowing that you can trust your inner guidance, your higher self, and your guides are with you. And that is not the truth of who you are, and you are all-knowing and in your inner self. I'm not saying these words properly today, but I hope you're getting the essence of what I'm saying.
Well, I can't think of a more, you know, a juncture of the second Saturn return. Your Saturn return you do for the first one is the potential to connect with the higher self is knock, knock, knocking on your door, because that's a very important part of your structure. Of course, Saturn rules structure and form, you know, and bringing that routine and that discipline in, that's life in hand now. So it'll definitely happen this time. I would, you know, do meditation, do things that are how do I want to say, promoting that connection and, you know, testing it through experience. So that you feel, like you said, Gail, feel safer. So that you feel safer, like you're fit and you're taken care of.
Watch your thoughts and your belief systems and see what's enhancing for you and what's not, and really work on that.
Okay.
Yeah. So big for all of us.
Yeah, I have been meditating a lot and really trying to stop myself when I realize I'm in negative self-talk or, you know, and just trying to move forward and be in the now and all that, you know.
Yeah. Here's the deal. I don't want you to negativity. I want you to transmute it, you know. And actually, I've got a great CD on that, Transforming Fear into Creativity. Or you know, just that one meditation. I don't want you to stop anything because that breeds more shadow material. You know, listen to the negative aspect of you or what you're terming the negative. Listen to that part of you. Acknowledge it. Okay, I hear you. Good. And then I want you to compliment or the opposite, you know, because that part just wants to be heard. And
right.
It's like two funnels on one side, you know, two like little vortexes or little, I don't know, tornadoes, whirlwinds, right? So I want you to acknowledge one and then bring your awareness, and then eventually they'll come together and they'll unify.
Oh, okay.
But that that other block, your creativity, because it's all the same energy anyway. Usually the part of us that we think is negative is it has a good intention, you know. And I remember years ago I was doing this meditation process, and I don't even remember now. See, I don't even have that voice anymore, but jogging, I was running along the beach, and this critical part of me, negative, you want to call negative, I don't even know what it was saying, and it's now connected differently. So, and I just listened. I listened. I said, yep, you're right. I understand what you're saying. And it was like a fear thing, a fear part coming in. And then I said, I hear you, I'm taking it into account, but we're also doing this. We're going to try this now. I did that for a few months. Voice is now, I don't know where it is. It's integrated within me somewhere, and it's unified.
Yeah, and it's the truth, absolutely. You're absolutely right. And you do have this conversation within yourself, and you do allow it to express yourself. But the wise higher self, like, you know, says, we're doing this now. We're going to try this and everything, you know. We don't want to act the way we used to act. it's really about getting out of the cycles and shifting to a newer cycle that's, you know, working for our highest best now.
Right.
Like that.
Anything that is not
cycle.
Anything, yeah, anything that comes up that causes any kind of grief or pain or throws you off your center, that is what is not working, and that's what you want to work with, switching that up. And that's where the belief system and the thoughts and integrating and having these conversations within yourself. It's just beautiful how it works, really. It's really great to see the unflowering.
Yeah, and I have for a long time, I had some very, very good teachers on this, and it took me a long time to really get it. And I'm not saying it's always ear me, but I'm really big into moving out of the judgment on stuff, because type of work I've been blessed in, when you really get to why people do things, even the most heinous crimes, and again, I don't want those people necessarily around me, but they are always doing it. It's either a cry for love or expression for love. I don't care how twisted it is. It's still that divine soul being through all the trauma and all the wounding. You know, it's still trying to connect and have an experience, an expression of love. So things are you know, really non-life enhancing to threatening, to scary, to horrible. But I feel as we move, and this is what my guides have taught me, you know, my embodied and non-embodied teachers, that as we move away from that heart polarization within ourselves, we create that outerly in our life and in our world. We won't have that kind of existence. Only have what we have on the planet now is because it's within us. And so as we reframe or refine the energy, we... You know, it just, it's alchemy. It's any of you that ever practice alchemy, that's what alchemists, we do as alchemists. Because you can't change, energy is just energy. The same energy that to text or type or I'm using to write, that I'm using to you, it's all the same energy. It's what we do with it. There's no good or bad energy. It's just energy. So... Anyway, thanks, Elizabeth. That brought up a lot. Any other questions? That was a good one. I don't know who our guest is. We've got Gail here, Elizabeth. Anyone else want to call in? I can't type in the chat room. If people want to type a question, that's fine. Type in caps. For some reason, my browser on Safari, it won't let me. I've tried to open those. It won't let me. It won't let me. Anyway, all right, so let's see, SFO Geek. Yeah, if you want to call 47-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad. Syra, let me know. I guess I don't know where she is. She's IA. Hey, Gail. Oh, anyway, chat. As long as you have time. If not, I can chat as well. I love these lessons, and they seem to be caught up in the squares, right?
Yes,
they seem to be caught up in these aspects
and
here.
That's the new. It's the energy of almost like the Tower card. So many people are dealing with that type of energy right now in the Tarot, the Tower card, where you feel like you've just been blasted out of your tower and you're free-falling at first into the ground. That is a lot to do with this kind of energy right now, but it really frees you up to have new awarenesses, new perceptions, and really learn to do the emotional clearing so that we can really become more centered and not go so far into these polar opposites that continue to create that jumping from one polar opposite, now I got to go to the other polar opposite. When you can stay more in the eye of the storm, it's like fun. You're like riding your magic carpet ride at that point then. And it's so amazing when you're not so thrown off on high emotional highs and lows and, you know, living like with post-traumatic stress syndrome all the time. If you can stay more centered, it's beautiful. That's what this energy is trying to help us do.
And do you think, I'm not sure about this, but I'm wondering, because Scorpio does bring an intensity to it. Obviously, that's trying to anchor it. Do you feel that we'll still be swinging in those highs and lows, or we'll have more of a, is it more of a deeper energy, or can there be swinging with the Scorpio energy?
Well, we're in transition, and we have some people that are not swinging, you know, in the highs and lows, that are being able to stay more centered, and more people are getting there. But we have the majority of people that are swinging in those highs and lows, and this is going to intensify it. But this is necessary because this goes back to the planet Pluto-Uranus square with, you know, Pluto being in Capricorn, going back to Saturn in Scorpio. It's going to intensify that square. It's going to intensify the need for revolution on an inner level, an outer level, and it's on all levels. And new awareness is coming in. People becoming more aware of their foods, what's in it, what's been going on in the banking industry. It goes on and on and on. So many people have had their heads buried for so long. But this then all comes back down to us taking responsibility to not bury our heads about our lives and knowing and not giving up our power to other people. There's going to be a lot of power issues with this energy. But the highest part of it is being in divine love, connecting with, you know, divine mother, that kind of energy with Scorpio. That's the highest level of it, the dove. Or you can deal with the snake and the scorpion. It just depends. And you can do both at the same time. We might have to go in and do battle, but do it because we know that we have to do it for the highest good of all. I'm not saying we need to go to war. I'm talking about on an inner level of battling what you need to battle. Some days you get up and you just don't feel like, oh, my God, I just don't think I can deal with this. Well, we got to put on our armor every day now and go to battle if that's what it takes. We are in the front lines now. And those of us that are leading the way for the others to see how to do this, we are definitely in the front line.
I know. I've been feeling things that I need to follow up on, you know, for actual expansion of the radio show and stuff. And I've been getting the message, you better just do it. Go. Don't think about it. Even if, you know, you feel like... even if you feel that, you know, you can't, who am I? It's like, go, push. There's this, like, the nudge is stronger now.
It is. And it seems like we're taking on more and more and more, and we don't really know how we're doing it, but it's almost like we either got to get it started and somebody else is going to come along to carry it or whatever it is, but we are all realizing how much power and how much we really can carry, and we're really having to dump the belief systems that, oh my God, we can only do so much. Or if you don't just do this, then you're not going to do a good job, you know. It's all switching up now with this new energy and this new frequencies coming in, literally.
Adjusting our frequencies to...
Yes, because with the Pluto-Uranus square, it's with now with Saturn, the ruler of that, going back to Scorpio, that frequency is going to be adjusting at the very core of Mother Earth, of the beings on this Earth. It's going to go to the core. You know, Libra's more light and airy. Now Scorpio is like, it's Hades on one end, or it can be Divine Mother and Divine Love on the other. It's the polar opposites. Which one are you going to deal in?
Yeah, which one are you going? That's what I feel, Gail. I feel that there is, which one are you going? You know, and I had this the other day in a vision. I was talking to someone about this fork in the road, and actually it was in session. I was channeling for someone, and then I realized it wasn't just for that individual that I was in session for. I thought, as I came out, I went, oh, a fork in the road. Which one are we going to go towards? You know, which way? You know, it's another major, what we call metaphysical crossroads, right? The and they say you're a dweller on the threshold. Don't dwell too long in the middle of the road. You're going to have to decide which one. The fork is here again. And do you think that has anything at all to do with the Saturn, or is that more the squares?
No, maybe? I absolutely agree with you, because psychically what I'm seeing is there's a lot of people pulling for war for whatever benefits them with that. So the people that are working on the higher level are going to have to tune up, bringing in the love, you know, the love energy, just blasting this earth and the people on it with love energy. We're really going to be doing battle on the 5D dimension now with it, against the 3D dimension. And I can really see that there really is a fork in the road. We're going to have to really realize that we do have this power. We do have the ability to make a difference, just one person. And if I'm sending light and you're sending light and we don't know it, that's really powerful. Now we've got two people sending light and we don't realize it. We just got to do what we're led to do really strongly right now.
Mm. So it's kind of that, yeah, whatever you're led to. I feel that younger nudge. Is that
the
direction?
It's going to be a lot. It's going to be unseen and behind the scenes, because Pluto's hidden, but it also brings everything that's hidden to light. So that's an interesting dichotomy. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? So
yeah. We
can use this powerful energy that we have of bringing light and love to our world and the beings on it that's not seen, and that can completely transform in ways that we haven't even seen yet in this world, in our lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, now this is what I'm just getting, just as you're saying that. So you're saying everything hidden to the light, but also what is it is now coming to the surface, becoming the surface. So what used to seem only esoteric, or, you know, this is why I feel people are, you know, talking about more experience or visitations from either extraterrestrial beings, which are just non-Earth, extraterrestrial, beyond Earth beings, things. The veils, you know, dissolving more. We've dissolved so many veils,
Merging.
People feeling, and I had this whole thing where I kept these shadow beings, these beings that were around, light beings, and my dog was seeing them. You know, Yoshi would, like, be staring up at the sky, or just feeling, or ask me, and I could feel them. So I feel all of that. So maybe what we thought was esoteric or used to be hidden, what you're saying, right? Everything's hidden is coming up.
Yes, and I do absolutely believe that all this is going to be happening, exactly what you're saying, in these next 2.5 years and through 2016 as this Pluto-Uranus square continues through that time frame. But here's the really interesting thing that you're saying is people are going to become more aware of these hidden esoteric abilities and powers that we have as human beings that we've been denied or not been told about all this time, except for a few people. But at the same time, the people that do know how to, you know, use this light and love really need to pull together and help shift this energy to a more positive way, because there is going to be a lot of anarchy and revolution and revolting and stuff happening. And there are people that are marching to this. Saturn in Scorpio could really, like, have people have a laser focus of going to war. We don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
We need to take it to the next level up. And so that's where the people that have really been doing their work and really getting on the bandwagon of being connected to their higher self, listening and trusting, can really pull together and bring a lot of light into this world to help shift it.
Okay, we had a question come in. I've been multitasking from Sandy in the chat about your love life. 7/31/1960, Sandy. I'm focused as you right now. You've been doing a lot of inner work. You've probably been feeling a lot more maybe elated, alien, more inner work and feeling more inner. Maybe next year or the following, I feel like there's something you need career level. There's something of your own focus with you that is really important where that relationship comes in. Now, I feel like that life soulmate, life partner. I do feel next year, probably March, April, May, there does seem to be more people, do more groups. You seem to be more outward again. Maybe also a move. I'm getting a move around you as well. So that might be one of the reasons that it's kind of not happening as soon as you would want. But the first door seems to be the career. There's a next level with that. Then there seems to be a group of individuals you're going to be connecting with, more like-minded, some new friend influences, and then I do see the relationship coming in. Yeah. So anybody else? Questions? I don't know. Our guest was calling Skype. You can't call in. You have to call in through the switchboard. So we need you calling in not by Skype name. You can call in by Skype number, but can't call in via Skype name. Okay, so Skype or Skype ID and number to get onto the switchboard. I think, although I've seen some people do that, so how they do it. I've seen other guests do that or, other people that call in for readings and such. They do, somehow they've done it because I've seen their name before, you know, on the Skype thing. But you actually have to call into the switchboard. So if you're listening, guests, you have to call in to switchboard. Okay, so a little multitasking there. Ash, seems like a lot of people right now. I do feel, I think that Saturn and Scorpio is going to bring for some deeper relationships because you've gotten to a certain level of depth within yourself that you may just extend or form, which would be another, person, or some it may be getting into, another work situation or living situation. Yeah, okay. Sadie just emailed me. Looks like we'll be changing the name of the show.
Oh, that's so funny.
That's how
you got to go with the. I call it the glowing flow right now. You're just glowing, and you got to go with it.
I know, and I also like, because I love hearing about astrology, the aspects. I just love that anyway. So let's see, it's just in the chat. Date of birth, 5th of April, 76. So let's see. Jump in if you want. It's up to you. I don't want to put you on the
spot here. What was the date again?
Just is 5th of April, so April 5th, 1976, wanting to know about career, business, home question. And Siren Dreams, I've emailed the guests and not heard back. Okay. All right. Well, and we have a fan of yours in the chat, Lulu or Lulu.
You definitely had multitasking today in this one.
Yeah, exactly. I know. It's true. It's like going in and out of the channeling, in and out. Okay. Well, it's funny you say move. I definitely feel move or home. I feel that's kind of the ticket. Ash, I feel you want to bust through. That's my sense of it. It's time to really bust that next level with your projects. And I do feel move, home. Also there needs to be a move there, I think, to help facilitate this. A lot to do with very creative individual. Relationship. There's a lot today about relationship. I'm going to say this to everyone. Don't let relationships hold you back. A lot of you have come in to learn through relationship until you ultimately bring it back to you instead of changing the other. And Ash, I do see that there's been a lot of emotional up and down. Could have even been a lot of movement or turbulence even in the home. You need a place where you are, that you feel stable, anchored. Then else, as you see me opening my own business, that would be great for you, Ash, to open your own business. You definitely could. I feel like you need, I don't know if you're getting anything, Gail, on this, but I feel, which is 4/5/1976, I feel you do need your own environment. You're very sensitive to environment, other people's energies. It was just so. You didn't have that growing up. So you need to do that for yourself. And that could be a move right now, a change at home, or it could be setting up some kind of shop or storefront. It could be within the home as well, but I almost feel like your home needs to be your sanctuary somehow. But I do feel you need something, you know, yours. So the moving is, and he's saying, yes, I am going to home, hopefully. You're definitely moving. So that's going to happen. That's for you. You need to move. That's the first thing I would say. And then building the business. I do feel the move could be this, the end of this year or next year. And it does show birth of two, so that could be a business. You could be focusing on a business. Make sure you have enough downtime in between. You know, you're working a lot of hours. Make sure you can take some either time off or set your own schedule. You really need to set your own schedule. So that's maybe why you're wanting your own business, schedule your own hours. Like, I work a lot of hours a lot of times. I mean, a lot of hours. And I have my own schedule. So I wouldn't do too well, right, going
They need to be their own boss. And you're absolutely right, because Pluto and Uranus are activating this chart to move his home. Or is it a he?
What'd you say?
Is it a man?
Ash, I'm thinking it's a guy. Ash, is that, that's Ash?
I just want to call the wrong
Yeah, I know. Ash, guy, okay. Yeah. A man. Yeah, he. Man.
Yeah, the timing is astrologically backing up what you're saying. It could be the beginning until the beginning of next year, but that definitely is coming. And I think once that happens, like you said, the rest of it will start to fall into place.
It's interesting. So that. Any other question? Call 4753951222. Pressing one on the keypad. The new home, business. Some people just need that. They really brick and mortar. They need something that is, that they go to.
There's a new direction that needs to be taken in the actions that he takes, and if your soul wants you to be in a different place, things are going to continue to happen, you know, for you to either move or to create that move, or, you know, to not work where you are. I mean, you know how you and I both know how this works, and if it doesn't work one way, it'll come in another way. It just keeps coming. So if we can kind of listen to what, you know, we're being shown instead of closing our eyes sometimes and just forging ahead and keep getting knocked in the head.
Take time for one more. And you guys kind of got a little special here with Gail being on the program. That was totally unplanned.
No, it wasn't planned at all.
I just saw her there. I thought we would kill some time and chit chat a little bit of astrology till our guest came, but then she didn't show up.
That's so funny. They spoof-nagled me today.
Yes.
The guy spoof-nagled me today. Oh, you gotta laugh.
Let's see. We have definitely healing arts is my thing. Kathy, this day is May 27, 1975. My questions are the same. Do you see any jobs or career opportunities today? Putting my own business. I like the arts and healing. I like the arts and heat as well. I'd say do both, but I also feel a lot with you. With you, you have both energies in you. Different ways of healing. Art is a certain way of healing as well. I say, Kathy, both. You may have a nice healing practice. The beginning that seems to open first for you. And then more of your artistic expression or different, you know, visual, whatever, art expression coming in. But you did come in as to healing art. You came in with healing arts as a focus. So it's just how do you want to do that? That's kind of really, you know, what's the way that it's going to be expressed, you know?
Yeah, she's really probably ahead of the game in her thought processes, you know, like, you know, one step ahead as far as,
yeah.
And this is going to be another something she has to offer the people that come into her life.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot more coming to the forefront with creative art expression or movement expression or art therapy. You can do both. But I do feel, Kathy, you're very straighter. You're also an artist. So I would say, you know, the soul to limit, you know, in lesson with something. And then it just moves on, you know.
Don't think you can't do both because, doesn't have to
be
either or.
Yeah, but you do both, Gail. You're a good example of that. Gail's an amazing
bright
jewelry designer. Work with energy. You know, you're also an astrologer. So there's a good example right there.
I love it, but I used to think growing up you could only do one thing, and I am so excited that I do all these different parts. I love it.
Yeah, see. So here's a good example. You know, Gail's doing divinemystic.com is her website. And how do you, Gail, just in the last minutes, how do you do both? You do a few things. How do you do it?
Well, you know, I really just stay connected inside to spirit most of the all day long, and I just am guided to what to do that day, and I leave myself open for that. I mean, I do have appointments and things that I have to take care of and things I have to prepare for with readings and things like that, but overall, I just really stay guided and led to what is the most important thing I need to do that day, and I'll probably work on 3 or 4 different things within that day, and then some days I'll be told to focus on one thing. So it's fascinating. Every day is different.
Mm-hmm. Now, Kathy said in the chat, I've heard healers getting so worn out, and I'm a little stuck on that. It's in the chat, and I'll say this verbally. That happens with anything. I work with all types of individuals. Burnout is burnout. You could be a teacher, you know, a fireman, I don't know what, a secretary. People get burnout, and that's boundaries. Or if you're just done with something, move on or do it. You know, sometimes we just need to adjust the way that we work or how we work. But that comes with everything, you know. And I think you find your schedule, find what works for you. I know for me, I need to do things for myself in the morning, you know, my yoga, my meditation, my health stuff, you know, my or walks or my inner work. I do my stuff and then I'm ready. But years ago, I did it. I started at 9 o'clock in the morning. You know, now I start later. So you know, so I think you have to have that ability. You know, you have to have that ability over the months.
This woman has been having the Pluto Uranus square on her. I think it's from Mars. Let me look her really quick again. So that could really create a burnout if the boundaries, if the boundaries are not what they should be, that could definitely short-circuit you. And that will be continuing through these next couple months, and then it will move on. So she definitely needs to give herself some space and reevaluate what's been working and not working in the actions that she takes for herself.
Mm.
And taking care of herself.
Mm, I like that.
And protecting herself.
Yeah, so see, it always comes back to us, you know. She said, I'm feeling a little scattered, where to start? Yeah, she said she's been getting sick. Start with the healing practice. I mean, do your art, but start building something that's going to be foundational. Think of what's the easiest foundation, and start with that. Gail, we're winding out here. We're
all right.
Done.
What was wonderful talking to you and sharing. It was a wonderful surprise.
Thank you for clearing that up, too, that Saturn is in Scorpio on the 5th, not on the 3rd, so it's October 5th.
If my calendars are telling me the truth, that's all I can go
on. No, you're always good with that. I always get the dates mixed up. And thanks for your expertise in the astrology, too. I could just talk astrology all day with you. Yeah. Thanks for calling in and sharing.
All right.
Good to connect with you.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Well, thank you, awakened listeners as well, listener participants. We did it. It was fun. Next again, we start readings at 12 o'clock to 12:45. I have to wait a bit because I do have requests to cover this from the emails that I get in, but I do love doing the readings or answering your questions. On it, hearing from you, like Gail was in the chat and talked, and you know, she's the greatest. If you want to find more information about her, you can go to divinemystic.com, and I believe she also has some of her there. She works with crystals and stones as well, and you can find out more about her at divinemystic.com. So that was really nice off the cuff, and thanks, Sacred Space of Empowerment Room / chat room for sharing and for great question. Yeah, great question. That so all is good. I'm not sure what happened to our guest, but we did a divine right timing flow and it all worked out well. This week and until next week, continue to shine your light, share your insight, and of course, keep awake.
Awakenings broadcasts every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. Archive shows are available on iTunes. For continued Awakening conversation and insights, join the Awakenings group on Facebook and visit Michelle's blog at soulinsightsforspiritledliving.com. That's soulinsights, 4, spiritledliving.com. Keep awake.